Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, December 4th, 2025, and we have a lot to cover.
That is right. The coffee is brewing, and the futures are, well, they are hovering right around the unchanged mark. It feels like the calm before the storm.
Exactly. It's a bit of a quiet morning on the headline front, isn't it? But looking at yesterday, we had some broad gains. The NASDAQ and Dow are looking positive for the week.
They are. The market is definitely in a wait-and-see mode, but the underlying tone is cautiously bullish. Everyone is pricing in that 25 basis point rate cut at next week's FOMC meeting. That expectation is really lifting the cyclical sectors and small caps right now.
So before we ring the opening bell, what is the global sentiment looking like? Did we get any help from overseas?
We actually did. Asia had a great session. The Nikkei jumped over 2%, hitting a three-week high. And in Europe, things are green. Interestingly, German automakers are leading the charge there after news about potential changes to U.S. fuel efficiency standards.
Always interesting how policy shifts move the needle. Now, bring it back home. What data prints are traders staring at this morning?
At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we have the weekly initial jobless claims. The consensus is around 220,000. If that comes in hot or cold, it could shake things up. We also get the trade balance at the same time, and factory orders later at 10 a.m.
Got it. So watch that 8:30 slot closely. Let's pivot to earnings. We had some big tech names reporting. Start with Salesforce.
Salesforce is the golden child this morning, ticker CRM. They beat earnings per share by 39 cents and guided the fourth quarter nicely. The stock is up over 1% in the pre-market. It looks like the cloud is holding strong.
Nice to see, but it looks like it's a different story for Snowflake.
Yeah, Snowflake is, well, melting a little bit. Ticker SNOW. They actually beat estimates, but their product revenue guidance for Q4 came in at 27% growth. The market wanted more. The stock is down about 7 or 8% pre-market.
Ouch. High expectations in the software space for sure. What about the retail side? I saw Five Below made a move.
Huge move. Five Below crushed it. Beat by 43 cents and raised guidance. That stock is gapping up nearly 4%. It seems the discount retailer trade is alive and well.
Okay, let's talk strategy. We are sitting at these all-time high levels. What are the key technicals you are watching on the S&P and the Qs?
For the S&P 500, or SPY, we are looking at support right around 680. It's been consolidating there. Resistance is at 685. If we break 685 with volume, we could see another leg up. For the QQQ, support is 620. And resistance is 625.
So we are in a tight range. What sectors should we be focusing on?
Right now, tech and financials are showing the most relative strength. If you are looking for momentum, stick with the leaders. On the flip side, utilities and staples are looking weak. It is a risk-on rotation, so don't get stuck in the defensive names today.
Makes sense. Any specific trade ideas or setups catching your eye for the open?
I am watching the semiconductor space for continuation. Even with Snowflake down, the hardware side looks robust. Also, keep an eye on TIGR and AXGN, both gapping up over 8% on news. Those could be your volatility plays for the day.
All right, so the game plan is watch the 830 data, respect the 680 support level on the SPY, and look for opportunities in tech and financials.
Spot on. And remember, don't chase the first candle. Let the market pick a direction after the data drops. Stay nimble.
Great advice as always. That wraps up our pre-market rundown. Good luck out there, trade safe, and we will catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.